Wasn't there some kind of a game you played with something to do with horses?
Oh, yes.
Was that called,
They have these rodeos, you know. They have calf roping, bull riding, and all of that kind of stuff in there.
Bull riding.
And all they have this barrel to ride these horses around.
Barrel.
Cutting horses, what they call
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That you can roping horses, too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Rope these cattle. Rope. And they have a big time at those rodeos. And they
have
those
times
make a lot of money at that thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. Yeah.
They're good. I've seen them. I used to, they used to have a rodeo at Plant City here every year. And I was the timekeeper. Right up here where I could see everything, and I had a stopwatch.
I was up right up here where I could see everything, and I had a stopwatch.
To catch those, if a man stayed on a horse, so many jumps.
If a man stayed on a horse,
11
so many
seconds,
jumps,
I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. 11
why
seconds,
he had rode
I
the
believe.
Horse. And that stopwatch was there, and when he got off of the horse, or he was taken off or throwed off, that stopwatch stopped right then and there. That's the way they got the winners. That man that stayed on the longest,
given time,
he was one of the winners there, don't you know.
What type of things did you do when you were younger to, kind of pass the time of day? Did you ever make toys or throw,
Yes, and we boys used to play a lot of baseball.
Really?
Yeah. And, of course, it was just what they call sandlot stuff, on Sunday afternoon, there was nowhere to go,
Sunday afternoon.
And we boys, all the community boys, would get up together. Baseball nine, and we play baseball all Sunday afternoon.
Great.
Some little sand lot out here, and have a lot of fun that way. So,
have a lot of fun.
Did you ever pitch horseshoes?
Very little. And never bowled but a little at one time.
Mm-hmm. Never bowled.
Lots of folks go crazy about bowling, but I never did bowl but one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I won everything that was. They put up there about it.
Took it to the cleaners, huh?
Yeah, beginner's luck, That's what it was.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
Pure and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Beginner's luck.
Did, is there a name for the bottom of the horse's foot?
Oh, yeah, that's the frog of the foot. Underneath there.
That's
the frog of the foot.
Underneath there. That's the frog of the foot.
Where is it? Do you nail the shoes to there? Or?
Not to that. That comes up through the edge of the hoof.
That comes up through the edge of the hoof.
Do you remember blacksmiths being around?
Yes, sir. How well?
Tell me something.
Yes.
Village
blacksmith. You remember that old
village blacksmith?
Remember that old chestnut tree? Yeah. Yes, sir. The old blacksmith had that little old bellows that you grind to wind it up, blow up through there to get your irons.
Blow up through there
and all that stuff. Remember all of that quite well.
How did it go about?
Well, he was the man that done that.
This blacksmith.
He'd get those, put those shoes.
He'd get those,
put the shoes in there. You know, that's metal.
Mm-hmm.
In that fire and get them hot and get the shape.
In that
you'd shape
fire and get them
and
hot.
And put it on that horse's foot to see if it
put
fit.
Put it on that horse's foot to see if it fit.
Then he would, when he got that just right, he'd cool it.
When he got that just right,
put it in a
cool it.
Tub of cold water.
Mm-hmm.
That chilled it. Made it
tub
harder.
Cold water.